Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It is December 1st. How did we get here? What the hell happened in 2021? I mean, since COVID began, it feels like we have lived 10 years in almost 2 years. It's kind of crazy, and I'm like, what the heck happened? I'm thinking about, and we'll get into it at the end of the episode. We get into a lot in this episode, but we're finishing up these eclipses, the Gemini-Sagittarius eclipses season. It feels like it was just this time last year on, I think it was December 16th or 14th, we had an eclipse in Sagittarius. And I was just talking, you know, about what to expect and things about 2021. And now we're at the end of 2021. I cannot believe that. But we will get into that in a little bit later on the episode, this eclipse, and all about this past eclipse season and everything. But I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did. It was very relaxing, peaceful. Hairstylists, we know that we work like crazy around the holidays. So when it comes to the holidays, I don't like to do anything. I don't cook. I'm not a good cook. No one wants to eat my food. I always say I like to show up and entertain. But for the most part, I love to just relax and all day. Thanksgiving morning, my kids and I just did nothing. And you know how it is with boys. Usually that doesn't happen. Usually after a half hour, I got to throw them outside or we got to go do something because they're driving me crazy. And they just chilled. And I'm like, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, babies, for just chilling because mommy needed that. I am exhausted. But I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, especially compared to last year when we had the darkest holidays ever. I know a lot of people got to see their family and do things, and I think that's important. And as far as holiday season, it kind of seemed like we jumped right back into it without skipping a beat, right? You know, last year, at least up here in the Northeast, I did not see any of the grandparents or anything. It was just me, my kids, and the father of my kids came over, and that was it. So I know a lot more people got to celebrate, got to enjoy, got to love, and got to see the importance of family, especially after not having them last year. So I hope all of you enjoyed it. I hope there weren't any fights with the fam. I hope everything ran smooth for you, and same for as we're into this December holiday season. So, yeah, I'm always ready for the holidays. I don't know about you, but I love, love, love the end of the year. I love to celebrate. I love to enjoy. I love to just embrace. And that's what we need to take this holiday season with. You know, if you're someone who has trouble liking the holidays for whatever reason, but you want to like the holidays, change with like shifting your mind whenever you think about it. Just shift it to, this is a time to celebrate. This is a time to celebrate the hard work of the year, the pain of the year, the trauma of the year. I mean, don't celebrate the trauma, but you get what I'm saying. This is kind of like, okay, you know, let's just celebrate all that this year was. And that's just enjoy. And that's just enjoy and let it go and get ready for 2022. So switch that mindset if you have trouble with the holidays in sort of that way, not death or anything. I understand that that definitely takes a while. It took me many years after my dad died to enjoy the holidays. In fact, I didn't think I started liking the holidays again until I had kids myself. Anyway, thank you everyone for supporting me and for loving me in the journey. I just want to remind you, follow me on all of my social media, Cosmic Colleen, TikTok, Colleen Dixon on Facebook, Instagram, and Cosmic Colleen _ on Twitter to keep up. And if you want to support this podcast, you want to help me, you love to listen, just send this to someone. That's it for right now. You know, I've been talking for 2 years about doing my Patreon and whatever else. I honestly don't have time for that shit right now. I just don't. My whole everything is way too busy. So the best way you can support me, and I tell you this all, you know, I know every episode, but and a lot of you have done that, and thank you, is send this to someone. Tell someone about my podcast, whatever it is. Post about it. That stuff is so important for this podcast and so important and a free and easy way to help me. So I appreciate all of you that do that and listen every week and tune in and listen to my crazy babbling, whatever happens. So when we had the Libra moon, we entered on Monday morning, I went and got filler and ended up getting Botox. Now, if you go back to a few episodes, I don't know, maybe 5 episodes ago, it's actually like titled, I think, in there, Concepts of Beauty or something like that. And I went on a whole rant about how, why don't we age? Why don't we let ourselves age? Why are we, you know, constantly looking and constantly trying to perfect that? Well, just so you know, I did want to perfect that. I talked about going back and forth. I'm very honest about this. And I have somehow taken in my mother right now. And I'll share this again with you if I share it on the other podcast. My mother was 41 when she had me, but always looked unbelievably good and beautiful and was obsessed with beauty and aging. Since I was little, I'd watch her. She would tell me from the time I was 13, I need to put face cream on so I don't have pre-aged wrinkles. She did dressed in the nines. Her makeup just always took care of herself, always took care of her skin. She used to wear gloves while driving so she didn't get age spots on her hands. And again, she looks unbelievably good. She still denies that she ever had anything, any Botox or anything. Not sure about that. Sorry, Mom. But I have, over the last, once I hit the 30s, I would say a year ago, I just started to, it's almost like this is what happens when we raise our kids, right? They watch us every day do or say or think something. And then it goes into their subconscious. This is what happened for me. And then all of a sudden, when I got to the age of where, like, you start to care about your face or aging or things like that, it's like, holy shit, my mom's energy of all my life just entered me. She used to tell us when we were kids, if she died, we weren't allowed to put the year she was born on her birthstone, and she was very serious about that. And I don't think I'm that extreme, but all of a sudden I hit this thing with my, and I'm like, oh yeah, I don't. I told Rob, the Capricorn moon, I said, I don't. He's like, those are marionette lines. I said, look, I don't want to see a marionette line until I'm 75. Just know that, please. And it's interesting. So go back to that again. It's conflict. It's conflicting. I think as people were always like, and I know I'm like this, I want to honor my body. I want to love my body. It does this. It does that. It does that. Yes, that is very true. We need to take care of our body. But our body is a temple. It's not the main source. It's not our soul. It's not our source energy. It's not our personality. We express our personality on the outside, but it's really not what it is. It's a temple. It's a house. So you should be able to, you shouldn't even feel guilty about dressing it up. If you want a boob job, you want liposuction, you want tattoos all over your face, you want to color your hair, you want filler, you want Botox, you want your lips injected, whatever it is, why not? Why the hell not? I think society is always, why would you do that? Always have, you know, everyone's always going to have their opinions about the way you look, no matter what. So that's number one, get over that shit. Number two, why not? It's not connected to our soul. Again, we outwardly express it. You know, if we don't take care of our emotions and things, we get sick. There's things that happen that are connected. But it's just like it's a house. It's the house to our soul. So why not? Why not? If you want to look 25 your entire life, fucking look 25 your entire life. Again, it and no one cares. And when we take that thought, we realize our body is important. But it's a different kind of important to our soul, and it has really no reflection. Your body does not turn your soul. It's that your soul, you know, turns over your body, creates your body, whatever that is. So I ended up getting, I went to Omvi, I think I'm saying it wrong, in Bryn Mawr, Omve. I didn't want to ask her, but I'd been wondering how to say it, and her name was Jackie. Young girl, younger than me, and she's like, her face didn't move. It was perfect. And I said, yeah, I want to do this more preventively. I can't believe I'm doing it. I don't want to see a wrinkle. She's like, yeah, I'm not going to see a wrinkle either until I'm 75. And she's only 27. And she was like, we're getting girls in at 23. That might be a little crazy, but again, I'm not judging. No one to judge here. But who, you know, again, there is this thing. We've gotten used to filters. We've gotten used to all these things to make our skin look perfect, our body look, whatever it is. So I guess that's the way the world's going, right? We're all perfecting our lines. Now, a few things that did happen with it. It got rid of some of my acne scars. Someone actually on Instagram, she messaged me, oh, I wanted to do this for acne scars. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that. And I looked and my skin just looks so much better. I love it. Let me just tell you, I love it. I didn't get anything major. I ended up getting free Botox because they're running a special. So I got a little Botox on my forehead, which I didn't need too much, but whatever, it's preventative. And they used hyaluronic acid for the rest of my skin, and just this subtle touch. Honestly, I'm hooked. I am. But hooked not in a bad way. I don't want any more. This is perfect, but I think I'm going to be hooked in a reoccurring every year. Because remember, we ain't seeing a wrinkle until I'm 75. So yeah, dress the temple up however you want, however that goes. Now this week we have the big eclipse on Saturday, but this week, similar to last week, it's tiny transits, right? Nothing major, nothing big, nothing impactive. When I first started listening to astrology and understanding astrology transits or trying to, I thought that everything, when I saw the moon in Scorpio, square Saturn, something like that, it was going to bring major, major, major shifts or major things that happen. And when I realized these tiny little things, and today we have moon square Saturn, right? Especially when it's the moon or a fast-moving planet, they're much smaller things that are happening, right? It's sort of just something in our environment, something as small as like you know, Moon square Saturn, your kids could have, you know, get in trouble at school. They could have trouble opening up to you, or, you know, you can have a small confrontation yourself, or all of a sudden maybe just feel like emotionally restrictive. You could just be sitting with someone having a conversation and you're just like, I don't want to tell them any of this. Something as simple as that would occur in this transit. And I used to make the mistake in thinking that every transit was going to bring some giant change, some giant shift in my life, everyone, or some giant scary thing was going to happen from it. No, remember, the faster moving planets, they, you know, the moon, the sun, various things. Now, the sun will have a little bit more to play into, but especially moon, Venus, more of like those sort of planets end up just bringing smaller changes, but not eclipses. Now, the moon eclipses, that tells a whole story. That brings something else. So just remember that today, moon square Saturn. It could, you know, I go to the salon all day today. I'm there from 10 to 8. So I could have something as simple as a client was mad that I ran behind, right? Again, when we look at Saturn, we look at timing and restricting timing and also like the strictness of timing. So there could be something just as simple as that. So remember that as you're going along, as you're learning astrology, as you're listening to the transits and tying them into your own life, not everything shows up so major. Second, though, the bigger planets, the Saturn, the Jupiter, you know, when they're slower moving. You know, even throw Mars into the mix. So when they happen, when they move into a new sign, a new, you know, transit, whatever it is, they will bring something bigger and powerful. They will bring some sort of shift and change because they're moving slower. They're bigger. They bring a big impact. They're not in our almost daily life and flowing through things the way, you know, the moon and the other planets are. So tomorrow, December 2nd, again, we got a lot of moon stuff. Moon is opposite Uranus. Moon's trine Neptune. You know, we have a lot happening. We got the moon square Jupiter. So there's just going to be probably some fluctuations between fantasy, between faith, and then also maybe a little bit of, you know, don't you tell me what I'm doing. Some surprising arguments, some things like that. But again, that's just the general ebbs and flows of life, which astrology nicely puts out there. You know, if you look at your life, especially eclipses, go back. If you look at your life in astrology and with the bigger planets, you'll see patterns a lot of times. You'll go back and you'll see, oh, and you'll see how things connected, how things changed, how things shifted. This morning as I was praying and I was thinking about my notes, and I've been writing them for last night today and what I wanted to talk about today, I was thinking about these eclipses, and I said, let me go back and see the last time that we had the Gemini Sagittarius eclipse season. So this kind of kicked off in June 2020 with Sagittarius started. And then in December and November of 2020, we had the eclipse in Gemini Sagittarius. Then in 2021, we had it again in the summertime, like May to June, eclipses in Gemini Sagittarius. And then we just had the one in Taurus, and now we're ending that eclipse season with Sagittarius again. And, you know, I like to give a little example of my own life so you can tie it into yours, and then I'll tell you about this eclipse season. So Jupiter's in my ninth house in Taurus, which Uranus is in there, and it's shaking things up. When that entered, I began taking astrology seriously and doing courses with Nightlight Astrology. I traveled a little bit more, and then it also rules my, you know, and then Sagittarius rules my fourth house, which is the house of our foundation, our property, our family, our deep, deep, deep. It's the darkest, it's the deepest, most hidden part of our chart. You know, it's sort of our own, you know, our own family karma is there, our family, our ancestral karma, property, everything. That's the house of your family ties. That's the house of moving. That's the house of all of that. And then Jupiter traditionally rules Pisces, which is my house of marriage. So we'll begin there. And when that all kicked off, I was looking back the last time in 2011 and 2012, we had this eclipse series happening. 2011, when we had the first one in, in the June and May, I was on drugs. I was addicted to heroin, which if you know me and you know my story, you know that I was a drug addict many years ago. 10 years ago, to be exact. I'll have clean in January. I'll be clean of heroin and all hard drugs. I started smoking weed a couple years ago, but for 10 years, which is really amazing. But anyways, let's not talk about that. But I ended up losing my apartment, because I couldn't afford it. And then I was on a search. I was sort of jumping from couch to couch, trying motels, trying to get people to get me to stay wherever it was. And then we had it happening again in November 25th of 2011. I ended up moving out here to Philadelphia and did not think, again, at the time, if you could have told me that eclipse was happening and happening in my house of change, I didn't realize then that the move I had made when I came out here would have been 10 years later. I had already planned on being here for 3 months to go back out, and here we are 10 years later. And then during that time, and then it happened again in Gemini in May of 2012, and I ended up working at a salon again. I took off 6 months as my journey from getting clean again, moving out here and all that stuff, and I started working again. And then I went on vacation, which that rules too. So if you get what I'm saying, that was that theme. So this year, the theme has been similar. I'm not moving. I would like to move. I have goals. I've been saving to buy a house. I've been doing all those things. But I ended up having a big kind of career shift as to this. When we had the eclipse in Sagittarius, I ended up doing the Weekly Awakening podcast. I didn't change the name yet, but if you've been listening for a long time, that's when I started dropping these 15, 20-minute weekly episodes on that. Hope, faith, I ended up getting into a relationship. You know, I ended up traveling. All that triggered last December and that happening. I started, you know, I got into a relationship or started dating someone 2 months later who I did not at first think, if you listen to that podcast, I broke up with them twice, that's healthy for me. I didn't think that was going to last. I started to do that. So right now I feel like the eclipses are really shifting again, especially this time around, moving, changing, and my career. As we know, my career with this is really, with Jupiter in there, it's really reflecting and changing. So with eclipses, we don't, sometimes something can happen then that we see like a big thing, you know, sometimes, you know, we'll see it happening right then, but oftentimes it triggers something that we see the dance a little bit later, right? Just like 10 years ago, it triggered the dance I ended up being at here, and then I stayed. And so whatever's happening right now triggers something for the future, you know? Back with last year's eclipse seasons with this Gemini Sagittarius, I ended up signing my final divorce paper on the day of the eclipse of November 30th, 20, what was that? I think that was in Gemini, yeah, 20, whatever, 2020. And I ended up signing, and again, that started, I ended that chapter because that was a full moon eclipse. I ended that chapter. So if you see what I'm saying, hopefully I didn't ramble on for that too long. I'm just trying to get the description for you guys is to follow. Go back and look up when these eclipse series had been happening over the last 10, 15, 20 years and see the story of your life play out. What kind of triggered things? What happened? And you're going to see sort of a small dose of that now, right? It may not be the same thing, but it's going to be around the same thing. It's going to be the same energy, the same sort of things are going to be happening, depending on where Sagittarius and Pisces and where Jupiter is in your chart. That's all going to kind of play a role in that. And it's a developmental spiral. When this kicks off again, it almost kicks off a brand new chapter. It's almost like the eclipse series, they come in and they just shake our whole life up or shake up something in our chart and change our chart and again, begin the spiral of something new, especially this. This is a new moon. It's a new moon on steroids. And also we can take this new moon and we can really write out the plans of what we want 2022 to look like. What are you not happy that happened this year? What did you not like? What did you not love? You know, happening in Sagittarius, the planet of, you know, of faith, of happiness, abundance, whatever. What did you not like that happened this year? And how do you want to change it? How do you want to have faith and belief in yourself to do something different, to grow, whatever it is that you need for 2022? Now, Jupiter is moving into Pisces at the end of December. That's going to trigger some things. And that is it's much happier. It's much well-placed, much more well-placed and a little bit freer in its home sign of Pisces. And things are going to be growing, shifting, and changing, again, wherever your Pisces ruled things are. So I want to also say that people, we got our Sagittarius risings, Virgo risings, which are me, Gemini risings, and Pisces risings, right? All the mutable signs are going to be feeling this the hardest because they're all happening in angular houses. The first, the fourth, the seventh, and the tenth house. Those houses speak the loudest in your life. They're the most powerful houses. We got the first house, which is the house of your identity, yourself, the story of your line, where we lay out like, hey, you know, it's also your childhood, but like, this is who you are, and this is your foundation. We have the fourth, which is a different foundation. It's the family foundation. It's the property. It's our deep family karma, or, you know, deep family ties, our emotions. That's happening. That's our property. That's our life. That's our solid earthbound mass, I guess you could say. The seventh house, right? That's our house of marriage, partnerships, relationships, and people, relationships to ourselves. It's opposite our first house. So it's almost like, you know, it's the cycle between ourselves and others. And then the 10th house, which is the house of career. It's your most public. It's opposite of the fourth house. It's the most public part of your chart. It's who you are, how you're perceived out there in the world, and what your career like. So that that's really been changing for the last, the eclipse season. We've been feeling that the hardest, all right? Our Sag risings, our Virgo risings, our Gemini, and our Pisces risings. Our mutable signs have been feeling that shift and that change the most, because that's happening. So we're having these sort of identity changes, our life changes, whatever it is, over the last, you know, kind of began June of 2020 a little bit, but really took off at the end of 2020 into this year, coloring that. So again, I'm excited. I always love eclipse seasons. I love seeing how it changes, how it shifts. This is also in a sextile. This eclipse with Saturn, so there could be a little bit more of a restricted, or lessons, or we actually see our growth and how far we've come, and rewards. Saturn brings rewards. Remember that. The end of the month, we got a lot going on. We have the final Saturn square Uranus, which has been coloring this whole year of 2021 and finishing that. But I'll talk about that next week. I guess we're getting to the end of that episode. Solar eclipse. It's happening this Saturday, but I believe at 2:42 in the morning. So really Friday night, sleeping into Saturday. So when you wake up Saturday, you might feel a little bit more renewed, a little bit more refreshed, and more refreshed and renewed in your attitude, maybe, or your belief system. This might be a good time for some people to take on a new spiritual practice, a new religion, whatever it is, something that is greater than yourself that gets you out of that. So yeah, enjoy this eclipse season. We're finishing this out. I'm curious, you know, let me know, anyone that's listening, how that eclipse series has played out for you in your life. Go back, look at it back in 2011, 2012. Look at what, you know, where it's affecting your chart, and see how it's played out over the last year. And you'll get a better idea, because this is really kind of ending that season. And then I think one of the last eclipses in the eclipse series, just what I've noticed, is that it makes like the final big punch until you jump into the next paradigm, if that makes sense. But anyways, everyone, enjoy your week, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your family, your friends, enjoy this last month of 2021. We're never going to get it back. Enjoy these celebrations, because you never know, the world, God forbid, could happen and we wouldn't be celebrating with everyone we love again next year. You know, remain grateful, remain staying in this moment, and try your best, right, to have faith and belief in the things that you don't have faith and belief in. And that's like the biggest thing that we can get from this Sagittarius eclipse when it comes to just our own personal things. Have a great day. Remember, send this episode out. Follow me on social media. Thank you, everyone. Love you all, and have a great day.